This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
You know, I opened up hour number one telling you, you know, I never hold back, right? I always tell you what I really think. And I think this is 1938. I'm writing that column. This is what it must have felt like to be a Jew in Nazi Germany in 1938. But this has nothing to do with Jews. I happen to be a Jew. But nobody's coming after Jews. They're coming after conservatives. That's what I mean. In other words, conservatives are the new 1938 Jews. And if you're a conservative who doesn't want to be vaccinated and doesn't like wearing a mask and doesn't want to be locked down and doesn't want your business certified as so unimportant that it can't be open while they leave Costco and all the big supermarkets and big box retailers open, your business is, is persona non grata. It's not important to them. It is to you. It's life or death to you. But to the government politicians and the bureaucrats and Dr. Fauci and Joe Biden, with the empty brain vessel, it's unimportant. And so when you look at what's going on, that they're going to want vaccine mandates, which is like the Gestapo asking for papers 24/7, and lockdowns, you know, all the Jews were locked in their homes, locked in the ghetto. What was it? The Warsaw ghetto. And the stars on the clothing. There are states where they're putting stars on to prove you're vaccinated and you can walk in restaurants. It's stars on clothing time again. And forced vaccinations with an experimental vaccine which may contain a poison that could kill you or maim you or cripple you for life. It's Nazi Germany. Media censorship and banning. It's like book burning again. And dictator politicians who ostracize and dehumanize you, mask you, vax you, lock you down, but they do whatever they want in private. You understand? Hitler would tell, and Goring and all of them would tell Jews what to do and Germans in general what to do, like dictators, but they did whatever the F they wanted. They had a great life. And this is all over the flu. This is all about the freaking flu with 99.97% recovery rate. I hate when they say survival rate. It's not a survival rate. It's a recovery rate. You never came close to dying with the flu. You just felt lousy for a few days. So let me add to the list. How about door-to-door intimidation? That sounds just like the Gestapo. It sounds just like, what was it called, Kristallnacht? The famous night where they went door to door and burned down Jewish businesses and Jewish buildings. And how about losing your job over your beliefs? You used to lose your job in Nazi Germany over being a Jew. Now you're losing it over being a conservative. But the reason I brought this up again in hour number two is because an article came out that I saw during the break. Former Obama official demands a no-fly list for unvaccinated adults. Oh, my God. You're all insane. Germans made lists of people to kill and people to imprison and enemies of the state. A no-fly list. Now Obama officials want to make lists of Jews to put on the trains. But this time it's conservatives that are going to be sent on the trains and forced vaccinated and forced to break rocks for 20 years. Folks, it's getting bad. It's 1938. And by the way, this is not just a rip on America under Joe Biden. It's a rip on Nevada under Fat Steve Sisolak. Okay. and it's my opinion that Steve Sisolak is controlled by the Chinese Communist government, and his goal is to destroy the Vegas Strip so that the Chinese can come in and buy every casino for 2 cents on the dollar. He's going to destroy us all with another lockdown. He's itching for it. And Biden's itching for a national lockdown. And they all want national mask mandates and vaccine passports. And it's just like the Nazis. So it's not just the country I'm talking about. It's the city of Vegas. It's the state of Nevada. Today, two of my dearest friends, who are both very rich, by the way, oh, they've got big mansions. And they both... I said, hey, how you doing? What's happening? Just wanted to check in on them. Do you know both of them who don't know each other? Both of them said to me, I'm shopping for a home in Texas. I think it's time to move. All my friends are going to leave Las Vegas. You got that, fat Steve Sisolak? You understand what you're doing? You're wrecking the greatest city in the world. Everybody with money is running for their lives. They don't want to live in a place where you're going to force vaccinate us. I will never be vaccinated. So if you pass it tomorrow, I'll move to Texas the day after. Got that, fat Steve? My money won't be spent in your state anymore, fat Steve. You're a sickly old man. And so you're scared of COVID. I'm not. Who's afraid of Virginia Woolf? I'm not afraid of COVID. I'm afraid of communism. I'm afraid of Chinese Communist Party. I'm afraid of scumbags like you destroying the economy of our country and our state and our wonderful city of Las Vegas. You're an enemy of the people, Steve Sisolak. You've proved it again and again for the last 3.5 years. But now you're going too far. Because when you pass the vaccine mandate, you will commit economic suicide, you dumb freak. You'll destroy the Strip forever. Because there are 90 million Americans that no matter what the F you do, you dictator, tyrant, communist, fat son of a slob, no matter what you do, we'll never get vaccinated. So 90 million people will stop coming to the Strip, and everyone goes out of business. You dumb, you know what you are. Piece of garbage. That's what you are. Piece of garbage. When you pass a vaccine passport, it'll be the death knell for Las Vegas. Vegas is over. The state of Nevada is over. Everybody will get out. Could you be that stupid? Or is this what you want? Is this what you're looking for? Because up until the moment that we're at now, the tipping point, until this moment, Vegas is actually one of the hottest cities in the world. And I don't mean that it's 108 outside hot. I mean it's hot as in everyone in California wants to move here to get away from the insane taxes and the insane regulations and the insane lesbians and wackos and transgenders and homeless people and drug needles and poop in the streets of California, Los Angeles, San Francisco. They're all trying to get away from the nut house and the nutty people. And they're coming here and they're making real estate prices fly. And that's the best thing that ever happened to Nevada and Las Vegas. Everyone's getting rich. Their house is going through the roof. And you're going to ruin it all. When you pass the vaccine mandate, just as you've now put in a mask mandate, which is going to crush the Strip, I already understand from all my great friends in the casino business that so many conventions are canceling, that so many restaurants are losing reservations. People don't want to go out anymore. You've ruined everything. You're killing business. And you know why they don't care? Number one, it's very possible that politicians like Steve Sisolak are bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party, and they want to ruin this country, and they want to ruin the great city of Las Vegas, and they want China to come in and buy it for 2 cents on the dollar. That's possible. It's also possible he doesn't care because the federal government, the bankrupt communist takeover federal government under Biden and Obama, just handed $7 billion, or maybe it's $8 billion, one of those two, $7 or $8 billion in free money to the state of Nevada. They give money to everybody. Every bankrupt state and city just got money. The government just handed it out like candy for no reason, and they print it up, and they devalue your life savings by doing it. Your money's worth nothing now. Your assets you worked your whole life for are worth nothing now. But they just handed Nevada $7 or $8 billion. And Nevada has all, you know, that's our entire budget for a year. And then some. I think our budget for a year is $6 billion. So they just gave us our entire year's budget as a gift, separate from all the tax money coming in. So do you think Steve Sisolak cares for the moment about whether he hurts tax money badly? Instead of $6 billion economy, overnight we become a $4 billion economy because everybody leaves and because everybody's poor and because no one has jobs and because everyone's restaurant has gone out of business. But do you think he really cares if he has $8 billion cash sitting in the bank for his rainy day fund? I doubt this state has ever had $100 million sitting in the rainy day fund. Now they have $7 or $8 billion. So he doesn't care. This is what happens when you have communists in power, like Joe Biden, the puppet dummy being run by Obama, the communist, and George Soros, the communist, and the Chinese Communist Party, and Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice. That's who runs the country, and they handed Nevada $8 billion. And now Steve Sisolak doesn't care if he has tax revenues coming in, so he can now bankrupt all the small business people and destroy the strip and sell it to his good buddies for pennies on the dollar and collect a commission from everybody. Or one more thing that's on the mind of communists, and I don't know if it's Sisolak or Biden or all the above, but when you cause a lockdown, when you destroy the economy for a COVID lockdown over a little flu germ, where 99.97% recover, and the ones who die are 80 years old in a wheelchair with Alzheimer's. That makes a lot of sense. When you do that, the poor people are fine. They get checks from government. The government employees are fine. They get checks from government. The politicians are fine. They get checks from government. The rich people are fine. They got money in the bank. But the middle class and small business are destroyed, and they vote Republican.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hello, folks. J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work, and our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help, and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to VetsAndHorses.com, that's VetsAndHorses.com, to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to VetsAndHorses.com today.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a half a million dollars of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. a 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Liberty Projects is the sponsor of this segment of the show. As you may know, I rarely publicly endorse charities, but I'm taking the time today to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, because I love what they do, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about both veterans, military veterans, and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train horses for service work, like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. Having been through red tape, they guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skill team walks the path beside you to remind you if you're in the military, if you're active military, if you're retired military, you are important because you are. You're a hero. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Projects organization that I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. Vetsandhorses.com. I love these guys. And as we speak, I'm making out a check to them, a personal check from Wayne Allyn Root. They are my guys. All right. So I was mentioning in the last segment, which was opening segment of hour number 2, 4 o'clock hour here in Las Vegas, 7 o'clock on the East Coast, former Obama official demands a no-fly list for unvaccinated adults. Former Obama official demands a no-fly list for unvaccinated adults. Former Assistant Secretary for Homeland Security under President Obama, Julianne Kayyem, called Tuesday for the Biden administration to restrict the unvaccinated from flying by placing him on a no-fly list. She claimed in the Atlantic a no-fly list for unvaccinated adults is an obvious step that the federal government should take. You know what the joke is? I'm someone who takes direct responsibility for my life. There's almost no one in America who's 60 years old like I am now, who works out 60 to 90 minutes a day, 365 days a year, eats a extremely healthy, organic, non-gluten diet, eats lots of vegetables, lots of fruit, and takes 100 vitamin pills a day, and about 50% of them are antiviral, which is why I never needed a flu shot in my life, which is why I haven't had the flu in 30, 35 years. I haven't been sick in 10 or 15 years, and I know the 6 years I've done this show, all of you are witnesses, I've never even had a sniffle in 6 years on this show. Never been sick in 6 years of 5 days a week, 3-hour-a-day shows. You should, thank God, you should get on your knees. I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't do drugs, I don't even drink coffee. I never drank soda. You should get on your knees and kiss my ass 24 hours a day that there are people left like me in America who just work all day and make money and pay our taxes. So F you, lady. I'll fly wherever the F I want to fly. I'm not making anybody sick. As a matter of fact, you should worry about all the vaccinated people. They're the ones sick, and they're the ones making everybody sick as they shed their spike proteins. And as they pass COVID on to everyone, because the CDC just announced not only are they getting sick, but they're carrying higher viral loads than the unvaccinated. So maybe you should shut your fat mouth and think before you say something and try and make nice people into pariahs. Because I don't make anybody sick. In the last year and a half, I've been out every night to dinner, and I've never made anyone sick. I'm sure they carried COVID, and I didn't get it because of my vitamins and my health food and my fitness and my positive thinking. I didn't even get it. And I had three events with 5 to 10,000 people, and I tried to shake every hand and hug every person at that event, and I didn't wear a mask, and I didn't get a thing. So I'm not the person you have to worry about. You need to worry about illegal aliens who are carrying COVID by the thousands, and you're busing them and putting them on trains and flying them around the country to infect the entire country and cause a massive wave of COVID. You did that. The Obama-Biden administration did that. Or maybe I should say, the O-Biden administration did that. Worry about people who are dirt poor with no nutrition who've been raped again and again on a 1,000-mile journey. And when they get here, they're sick with COVID and pneumonia and smallpox and TB. And they've got lice in their hair. And they're infecting the nation wherever they go with their third world disease. Worry about them. I noticed you put them right on an airplane and fly them wherever they want to go, free of charge, and give them free lawyers. Well, I'm paying for my flights, and I pay for my lawyers. And give them free food. Well, I pay for my food. And I don't get anyone sick. Go F yourself.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are close to 1 million more job openings and people looking for work. The Labor Department is reporting a record 10.1 million job openings in June, up from 9.5 million in May. There are now 8.6 million people out of work in the United States. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Monday released the text of the budget resolution through which Democrats plan to pass $3.5 trillion worth of agenda items along party lines, including massive government benefit programs and climate spending. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty says we can expect more inflation.
Said a $3.5 trillion debt bomb that's going to be launched on society. It's also the major component of Joe Biden's transformation of America. This is a social reformation of our nation like we've never seen before.
This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root. This is a great... is my new book. And normally I've been saying my new book is Trump Rules, which I'm very proud of. I think it's one of the best books I've ever written. And I think for $20 it can make you a lot of money and change your life. And not many things in life can change your life for $20 or make you any money for $20. Trump Rules is the great rules of Donald Trump, how he made money and how he became successful and how he achieved things that no one thought he could achieve and how I took those and ran with them 40 years ago at Columbia University when he was my hero and mentor and how it's infused and energized and changed every step of my life. And so you can do it too. But this is not the book I'm talking about, because my new book comes out now September 16th. It's called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And I'm sick of everybody saying, you know, all these companies are so terrible and they're so woke and they're so liberal and they're so insulting and they're spitting in our faces. Well, guess what? I went out and I had hired a staff and we made a list of the top 116 companies in America that we think are belittling conservatives and Christians and patriots and Trumpers, and we found the name, we called them all, we found the name of their CEO and the name of their chairman of the board and their address, physical address, and their email address and their phone number, and I put it all in a book, and now every one of us, millions of conservatives, just open the book and we can call up and protest or boycott any company we want and let them know that we're going to cancel them if they don't stop this cancel culture bullspit. We're going to save America, and this book is the way to do it. Stop complaining and start doing something. So I came up with a solution. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book should be up on Amazon in the next few days, listed pre-sale, and it'll be out September 16th, and I'm very proud of it. All right, now we are on with Megan Barth, who is known as Reagan Babe. Her website's ReaganBabe.com, and she's always got a lot to talk about, especially about the border and mask mandates for children and election fraud. Those are kind of the specialties I always know Megan for. Megan Barth, welcome to the Wayne Allyn-Root Show. How are you?
Well, thank you. Long time no talk, and congratulations on your book. You've been talking about this for 5 years, so I'm glad to see it come to fruition.
Yeah, I mean, I've been talking about the fact that we've all got to boycott all these companies that have the nerve to literally pee in our face and tell us it's raining. And so I think conservatives can now use this as a great resource to go after them all, let them know what we think. So let's talk about mask mandates for children in schools across the country. I think we've got to stop this now. These kids are going to be scarred for life. This is a terrible thing to do to children.
Well, this isn't in the name of science. Masking children has absolutely nothing to do with protecting their life or protecting them from a virus. It has everything to do with behavioral modification, teaching children that actually masks are protecting them and muzzling them for 8 hours is akin to child abuse. But yet we have teachers' unions that are demanding it. It's a political this is political theater, and the teachers' unions are the biggest supporters of Democrats. They aren't the biggest supporters of children. In fact, they work against the children. Ron DeSantis, who I've been watching, and many of us have been watching,
he's a rising star
against this regime, basically said that he will, and we need more Republicans like Ron DeSantis who have a backbone and a spine. He said that he will stand in the way of anyone who forcefully vaccinates or masks people or children. The Biden regime, he will be their impetus in their overreach, in their political theater. And so, thankfully, at least we have one governor that's standing in the way of the assault on our kids, as well as our freedoms and liberties.
And by the way, Megan, we know we have Texas and South Dakota. South Dakota kind of doesn't count. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere, and it's got, you know, less people than even a city like Las Vegas. Let's not worry about South Dakota, even though Kristi Noem's great. But I think Texas is following all the exact same ideas as Florida, you know, and not that Abbott is as good as DeSantis. He's not. He's more of a rhino, but he's up for re-election, so he suddenly found Jesus. And in the last couple of weeks, everything Abbott's done has been fantastic, and he's also banned vaccines. vaccine passports and mask mandates and vaccine mandates, and I don't think he'll lock down. If Biden locks down the country, we're screwed in Nevada. We're screwed in Las Vegas because we have Fat Steve to contend with. But in those states, I think Texas and Florida are going to be okay. They will not allow a lockdown.
And neither will Governor Ducey. And Governor Ducey's also been a little squishy when it comes to Arizona.
Yeah,
but he also
too.
signed into law forbidding masks and mask mandates and vaccine passports. But that's only three states, Wayne, out of the 50 that we have. And a majority of states have Republican governors. And so this is definitely going to be a hot-button political issue on how to – we already know that Biden is not going to follow the law when we just saw him use the CDC to, again, punish landlords. He knew that was illegal, yet he's doing it anyway. The Supreme Court ruled against him. The fact is that the Democrats don't care about the law. They break the law every day. It's astounding to me that people look the other way when we have an open border during a pandemic and that are wondering why there's surges of all these cases. Well, geez, I wonder why. 1 million people have illegally crossed our border. They just let in seven. I don't know if you saw this, but in McAllen, Texas, the city of McAllen, the federal government has released over 7,000 COVID-positive migrants into their city since February, including over 1,500 newly infected migrants in just the last week alone. A local state of disaster in McAllen has been declared. Now, this is according to Bill Malugan of Fox LA. Obviously, the city of McAllen, Texas. So the Biden administration isn't fighting the pandemic. They're not fighting the pandemic or shutting down the virus. They're actually opening the border and letting in infected migrants from all over the world. These migrants are from all over the world. Sudan, Ghana, the Middle East, into China, Haiti, everywhere. Who knows how many variants they are infected with beyond COVID? It could be tuberculosis. Are we going to force vaccinations for tuberculosis?
Smallpox.
We have to show our papers for tuberculosis or the polio vaccine? No, we don't. But this virus is a weapon because the Democrats realized that they can control people and not control the virus.
It's very frightening, and I want to tell you a Vegas story, which you'll find very interesting. So a friend of Cindy and I, my fiance Cindy and I, is a retired military officer, I think colonel, if I remember correctly, and he takes his grandchild to Nellis Air Force Base all the time because he's a retired officer and he's allowed on the base. And he takes the child there, and they sit by the runway, and they watch the planes land. Okay? And he did that just the other night. And out of the blue, for the first time in his history, people drove up in unmarked cars, and they weren't military. They were FBI. And they said, "What are you doing here? You're not allowed to be here." And he showed him his credentials. He said, "I'm a retired colonel, and I'm just watching planes land with my grandchild." And they said, "You cannot be here. It's an issue of national security." And just then, an Allegiant airline plane landed at Nellis Air Force Base. He is certain that hundreds of illegal aliens were being shipped to Las Vegas and they're being landed at Nellis Air Force Base. We know that Biden uses the military and military jets and military airports to fly them all over the United States. Well, Allegiant Airlines doesn't land ever at Nellis Air Force Base, so why are they landing? Because they're carrying illegal aliens and the military is now onboarding them and then taking them in military vehicles probably and driving them into Las Vegas, and they've got COVID. So you wonder why the test rate is so high in Las Vegas, because we are one of the illegal alien capitals of the United States of America. Biden is importing COVID into all of our big cities.
And by design. If he wanted to control this virus, he would control the border. Instead, what he has done is opened the border and tried to control people. And for McAllen, Texas, I had a listener of mine, a fan of mine, email me today after I had retweeted that quote from Fox LA of McAllen. He said, "I live in McAllen." He said they are currently building a 20-acre tent city in McAllen to house all of these infected illegals, and the tent, the 20 acres, is directly adjacent to a school and a residential community.
Mm-hmm. They don't care about us. They don't care if we die. Let me move on to one other topic because we're running out of time and I want to make sure we get it in. Megan, what are we all going to do with the vaccine mandates? You know that if you live in Las Vegas, it's coming. You know it's coming. A guy called Fat Steve, the governor, Fat Steve Sisolak, he is so scared to death of COVID and he so wants to lock down our strip and he's going to destroy our economy and he's going to ruin this city forever. But let's move beyond all that. Let's just say I don't want to get vaccinated. I'm going to have to move. I don't know what to do. I'm going to have to move to Texas. I've had it. I can't live here anymore. What are we going to do when they pass unconstitutional mandates for vaccines in Las Vegas?
Well, I really don't understand, first of all, how everyone needs to be vaccinated. What about the people that were exposed to COVID that have antibodies? There is plenty of people that have developed a natural immunity through infection already who will not benefit from the vaccine or the 16 boosters or how many ever that Pfizer's creating. Also, the variants. You know, that's why this is such a scam. This is a scamdemic.
It is.
Because never have we treated a virus like we have this virus. We have ignored historical precedents when it comes to viruses and how we react and how we treat them accordingly. Never in the history have we banned medicine that could help a doctor
in front
of the virus.
Ivermectin works. I'm a witness. I'm a witness. Several of my friends and several of my very close relatives got sick with COVID and all got over it in 12 to 24 hours by taking ivermectin. Megan, we're on the run. We got to go. We're up against the break. Megan Barth's website is ReaganBabe.com. Always delivers. Thank you, Megan. Great job. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute with Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John Jubilee, friend of Wayne Allen Root, the amazing transformer, the man that changed his life, lost 25 pounds of visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of lean muscle, and hundreds of other WAR listeners from coast to coast have transformed their life, gotten off their diabetes, insulin, reversed high blood pressure, reversed many other illnesses, and you can too. And this month only for WAR listeners, that's right, it's a 2-for-1. It's a BOGO! You have to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime offer to buy one, get one free. John and Chelsea Jubilee's transformation, the breakthrough science shared on the floor of the United Nations. Log on right now to EnergizeHealth.com. That's EnergizeHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, is with you in the house that Root built. The Root's on fire. If you want peace, prepare for war. That's what we do every day on this show. You can always reach me at WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. Make it your first stop, RootForAmerica.com. All my commentaries and videos are there. You can find my opinions at Parler and Getter. Those are kind of my two favorites nowadays. Parler, Parler.com. It's the conservative version of Twitter. Getter is by Jason Miller, the former top executive for Trump. And it also is for a hotspot for conservatives. Getter, GETTR.com, or get the app on either one of those. And you will find Wayne Root at both of them, at Real Wayne Root at Parler, at Wayne Root at Getter. You're kidding yourselves if you don't think a lockdown's coming. So whether it's Vegas or whether it's our country, you got to assume a lockdown's coming. And you can't. People are so blind. I'm out there talking to people, and the kind of things they say just amaze me. They go, someone said to me today, and a very nice lady who I like and respect, very nice lady, businesswoman in Vegas. And I was in her store, and she said, that's why we've got to wear the masks, because if we wear the masks, we can avoid the lockdown. That's why we can get vaccinated. If we vaccinate, we can avoid the lockdown. You don't get it. Masks don't work. Every state that was the most masked had massive, not only COVID outbreaks throughout last year, but COVID deaths. And it's the same thing with the vaccine. The most vaccinated countries now having massive COVID outbreaks. So Israel was the first to mandate COVID vaccines. Israel was the first to get everybody vaccinated. They're the most vaccinated country in the world. They have over 80% vaccination. And they are having a terrible wave of COVID, and they're warning of a lockdown of the country coming up fast in 2 or 3 weeks if they don't get it under control. And by the way, I've mentioned on the show before that Israel has lots and lots of people hospitalized. And one of the hospitals finally admitted the truth, that 90% of the people in this hospital are vaccinated. and that the vaccine wears off very quickly. So you thought you were protected 3 months ago, and now it's worn off and it's gone. And that's what's happening all across America. They're lying. You just can't believe. I know there's people that still don't believe. Government officials could just completely lie. And even if they believe a Biden could lie, they have a hard time believing the CDC just lies, just makes things up. They do. Everywhere you look, it's somebody saying, this is all because of the unvaccinated. Everybody getting sick is unvaccinated. Everybody in the hospital is unvaccinated. These are complete lies. This is propaganda worthy of the Soviet Union, worthy of East Germany, worthy of the Nazis and the Gestapo propaganda. They're just making it up. The people getting sick, yes, unvaccinated people are absolutely getting sick. It's the flu. But vaccinated people are absolutely getting sick in equal or larger numbers. It's the flu. And the vaccine doesn't prevent the flu. Now they say, oh, but it prevents you from getting really sick. Really? Is that why Sam Peters read us on the show, the CD4 congressional candidate, great friend of Wayne Root, great friend of the show? And he was on the show 2 days ago after having just read the latest stats for the month of July for the Southern Nevada Health District. And they show that 53% of all the people who died of COVID in the month of July in the Las Vegas area were vaccinated. And he did the math, and again, I'm not quoting his math, I'm not a math expert, I'm not a mathematician, I can't vouch that the numbers are right, but it sounded right to me when he gave the logic on the air in front of all of you. You're 16 times more likely to die if you've been vaccinated than if you're unvaccinated. That's the stats from the Southern Nevada Health District from the latest release of who has died from COVID. I'm not commenting on how many are hospitalized from COVID. I'm not counting on how many cases there are of COVID. I'm just counting the number of deaths in the month of July from COVID. And Sam Peters, running for Congress, did the math. He's, by the way, an insurance guy with an insurance business. He's pretty good at numbers and life and death numbers, you know, actuary type numbers. And he says you're much more likely to die. And the reason why he said, by the way, I'm always fair. I show both sides. Far more people in that release that they put out, the Southern Nevada Health District, far more people were unvaccinated with COVID than vaccinated with COVID. But the amount of people who died were much higher in the vaccinated group. So if it's less people and a far higher death rate, that's where Sam came up with the number that you're, I believe he said you were 16 times more likely to actually die if you're vaccinated than unvaccinated. That's a local Vegas number released by the Southern Nevada Health District. And Israel is the most vaccinated nation in the world, and they've got a massive outbreak of COVID, and they're planning on a lockdown, so the masks didn't work, the vaccines don't work. You're not getting it. First of all, it's the flu. It's a bug. It's smaller than the holes in your mask. If masks worked, then you wouldn't worry whether I was wearing a mask or not, would you? And if vaccines work, you would have to worry whether I'm wearing a mask or if I'm vaccinated, would you? They're telling you they don't work by saying, oh my God, I'm wearing a mask, but you have to wear one. I'm vaccinated, but you have to be vaccinated. Why are you so concerned? If vaccines and masks worked, you wouldn't worry if I was vaccinated or if I was wearing a mask. There's your tip off. It doesn't work anywhere in the world to stop a germ, a flu bug.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
3.